Morning Watch, Living a Christian Life and Church Life Under the Government of God for the Economy of God. Week 1, The Government of God for the Economy of God. Monday, Related Verses. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. For it is time for the judgment to begin from the house of God. And if first from us, what will be the end of those who disobey the gospel of God? 2 Peter 3, verse 12. Expecting and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heavens, being on fire, will be dissolved, and the elements, burning with intense heat, are to be melted away. 2 Peter 2, verses 3-9. And in covetousness, with fabricated words, they will make merchandise of you, for whom the judgment of old is not idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but delivered them to gloomy pits, having cast them down to Tartarus, they being kept for judgment. And did not spare the ancient world, but guarded Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. And having reduced to ashes the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, condemned them to ruin, having set them as an example to those who intend to live an ungodly life, and rescued righteous Lot, who had been oppressed by the licentious manner of life of the lawless. For that righteous man who settled down among them, and seeing and hearing, tormented his righteous soul day after day with their lawless works. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of trial and how to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. Related reading. Since Peter's epistles are concerned with the government of God, the judgment of God and of the Lord is referred to repeatedly as one of the main items. God's judgment began from the angels and passed through the generations of men in the Old Testament. Then in the New Testament age, it begins from the house of God and continues until the coming of the day of the Lord, which will be a day of judgment on the Jews, the believers, and the Gentiles before the millennium. After the millennium, all the dead, including men and demons, will be judged and will perish, and the heavens and the earth will be consumed by fire. Some judgments result in a disciplinary dealing, some in a dispensational punishment, and some in eternal perdition. However, by all these judgments, the Lord God will clear up and purify the entire universe, that he may have a new heaven and a new earth, for a new universe filled with his righteousness for his delight. In his interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Daniel explained that the Most High God had decreed that he would be driven out from among mankind, dwell with the beasts of the field, be made to eat grass as bulls, and lose his reasoning for a period of seven times, until he came to know that the Most High is the ruler over the kingdom of men. Verse 26 goes on to say, and that it was commanded that the stump of roots of the tree be left. Your kingdom will be assured to you after you have come to know that the heavens do rule. Belshazzar, under the influence of the wine, commanded men to bring the gold and silver vessels that Nebuchadnezzar, his forefather, had taken out of the temple in Jerusalem, that he, his lords, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them and praise the gods of gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. They took the vessels that were for God's worship in his holy temple at Jerusalem and used them in worshiping idols. That was an insult to God's holiness. At the very moment that they were drinking wine and praising their gods, the fingers of a man's hand came forth and wrote opposite the lampstand upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. Before reading the writing and interpreting it, Daniel reminded Belshazzar of the experience of Nebuchadnezzar recorded in chapter 4. Daniel regarded what happened to Nebuchadnezzar as a lesson not only for Nebuchadnezzar, but also for all his descendants. Nebuchadnezzar had been severely disciplined by God, and after he had learned the lesson, offered praise to God. Belshazzar should have learned something from this lesson, but he did not care about it at all. Thus, Daniel said to him, "You, his descendant, Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all this, but you have exalted yourself against the Lord of the heavens, the God in whose hand is your breath and to whom all your ways belong, you have not honored." In verses 25 through 28, we see Daniel's interpretation of the writing. "This is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin." This is Daniel's interpretation of the matter. Mene, God has numbered Belshazzar's kingdom and brought it to an end. Tekel, he has been weighed in the scales and found to be lacking. And Peres, his kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians.